from KQED.
U.S. Senator Barbara Boxer and her Republican challenger, Carly Fiorina, met in their first and possibly only debate last night in Moraga, east of Oakland. Our own Scott Schaefer was on the panel of journalists that peppered the candidates with questions, and he joins us in studio this morning.
Hi, Rachel.
Hi, Scott. Thanks for getting up early.
You bet.
Scott, what did the candidates focus on last night?
Well, as you can imagine, with the unemployment rate nationally above or just below 10% and above 12% here in California, it was really primarily about the economy and jobs and who would be best for the economy. How did we get into the trouble we're in now? And who's got the best policies and ideas to get us out of it? Fiorina trying to pin the bad economy to Boxer's longtime support for higher taxes, more regulation, things like that. Whereas Boxer portrayed herself as someone who was fighting for the average person, the middle class, while Fiorina was mostly concerned about the wealthiest Americans. And there was an exchange where Boxer described how she sees the choice in this election. Let's listen.
This election is about someone who's working hard so that we can see the words "Made in America" again versus someone who was proud of her time at HP when she stamped "Made in China, Made in India" on her products.
And that question of Fiorina's tenure at HP came up time and time again, and as you might imagine, the two candidates portrayed it very differently.
For those who live in the Bay Area, Hewlett-Packard is well-known, a huge employer, and there are a lot of people who either worked for HP or know people who did.
And she was very prominent, really made her name as a CEO. There are very few women CEOs of Fortune 500 companies, but she was fired by the board of directors, and it was very controversial. She also walked away with $21 million, a nice package for someone whose stock that she was overseeing had gone down by more than 50% during her tenure. And so Boxer trying to portray her as just another sort of just like the Wall Street bankers, basically, who drove companies into the ground and walked away with a lot of money.
We've touched lightly on the economy. What other issues really distinguish the two candidates?
They disagreed about almost everything, Rachel, from the economy we talked about, abortion rights, Boxer being very strongly pro-choice, Fiorina saying that she's anti-abortion, which is a tough position to take in a statewide election here in California. They differed on gay marriage, with Fiorina opposed to that and Boxer saying she's for marriage equality. They disagreed on gun control. Immigration, there was a little bit of overlap in their positions, both of them saying they support stronger borders. But perhaps the hottest disagreement came up when Fiorina was asked her position on climate change. In particular, she was asked whether she was for or against Prop 23, which would repeal AB 32. That's the law to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. And here's what Fiorina had to say.
My focus is on a national energy policy.
Yes or no?
Because that is why...
You just answered, do you support it?
I have not taken a position on it yet, because I think what we are doing, there's no question in my mind, and there's no question in people who have studied AB 32, that AB 32 is, at the very least, in the short term, a job killer. So why would we go forward?
And after that, Boxer pounded Fiorina, saying that, you know, if Prop 23 passes, it will be a huge setback for the green energy and jobs industries. And afterwards, in the spin room, after the debate, the media repeatedly asked Fiorina if and when she'll take a position on Prop 23. And so I think we're going to see that one come up again.
Scott, from your perspective, did either candidate win this debate?
I don't think there was a clear winner. But coming out of this debate, it seemed to me that... Barbara Boxer is going to have some powerful ammunition against Fiorina on things like abortion, gun control, and the environment. Those are hot-button issues in California. If those things can be used against Fiorina, say, in 30-second TV ads, it could prove to be very effective. Now, voters are in a very bad mood right now, and they're going to have to decide whether Barbara Boxer is part of the problem or part of the solution, and that's really what the election is going to be about.
Scott, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
You can follow all of our election coverage online at californiareport.org.